CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. A number of diplomats and military leaders in Libya may be giving in. That's what Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells CBS's Face the Nation.
We have a lot of diplomats and military leaders in Libya who are flipping, changing sides, defecting because they see the handwriting on the wall.
Rebels appear to have taken control of the key Libyan oil town of Al Brega. Now CNN's Arwa Damon reports they may not be the only big gain for the opposition on Sunday.
We're now hearing that the opposition is in full control. They're telling us, we have not seen it yet for ourselves, but they're telling us that they are in full control of Ras Lanuf. These are most definitely significant developments for these fighters.
Reports are Muammar Gaddafi loyal fighters have pulled back in that city. Japanese officials say radiation levels in pooled water inside one of the troubled reactor buildings at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant are 10 million times above normal. CNN's Paula Hancock has more.
NISA, the safety agency, has said they find some of these readings, quote, strange and odd, end quote. And they've said that they understand that they will now be reevaluating those figures. We understand from TEPCO they're going to take those samples once again and find out if that is actually accurate.
Back in the U.S., a stunt pilot is killed when his plane crashes at an East Florida air show on Saturday. Jay Gardner saw it happen.
They were doing some really basic maneuvers, doing some loops, and the plane just flew straight into the ground, never changed direction. I guess the pilot was unconscious or something is what it looked like.
There are no other injuries. Spectators were about a half mile away. In New York, a cobra is on the loose at the Bronx Zoo. Officials have closed the zoo's reptile house, but say they're confident the 20-inch-long venomous snake is contained in a non-public area of the building. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-790-6281. That's 1-800-790-6281. When you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll learn how to get a free super vitamin D with your free Beta Prostate. Don't wait. Call 1-800-790-6281. That's 1-800-790-6281.
This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under 20 bucks. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking. From famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now.
The Beatles. This is the Beatles Hour. No, wait, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's Foodie and the Beast with David, Nikki, and Nellis. We wanted to wake you up. We
got... It's not even a really good Beatles song.
Be
kind
quiet.
Of a Beatles song.
You were still in diapers when the Beatles were doing
that
thing.
I wasn't even born when they were doing their thing.
Well, I was smoking dope in college. That's what I was doing. All right, so here we are. We got a great show. We got a lot going on today. We are going to take you on a parabolic swing through the caloric universe.
Boy, that's a big word
Andy,
for Sunday
was,
morning.
Wait, Andy, that was your cue.
Oh.
Come on. Oh, we don't have it.
Swing!
Swing! There we are. Whatever.
We worked so hard for that one.
It's amateur radio hour here. All right, so listen, we got all our guests in the studio now. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff, and we're going to have a very cool wine tasting seminar. So... First off, the D.C. area continues to bust loose with more great restaurant openings. And two new ones are the focus of today's show. First up is Seasons 52, which is opening soon in North Bethesda.
April 11th.
April 11th. What makes it so special and interesting? Nothing on the menu is more than 475 calories. Not an entree, not a dessert. Benjamin Erjevic, I did it right? I'm good, man. Erjevic is the restaurant's executive chef and partner, and Ted Giddings, who is a Rockville boy who made good. Look at you, son. That's good. Ted is the restaurant's managing partner, and they're in with us today.
Yes, and they brought in some delicious-looking desserts, which we'll find out all about.
Yeah, shut down early and just eat.
Well, and barbecue, who doesn't love it? We certainly do here in D.C., but now Big Time Barbecue is here with Hill Country Barbecue and Market. They've been big up in New York, and they have finally made their way down south to D.C. We have company COO John Shaw in and Director of Operations Jim Foss. They're both here. They brought in tons of barbecue, and we're going to be talking about it in just a bit. Now, we also have in studio with us, he calls himself a wine geek. We hope he doesn't take it.
He's got the right middle name for it.
Yes, he does.
Cork Dork.
Oh, I like Cork Dork better. Cork That's Dork's even better. Good. Okay, James Roth of Red, White, and Blue Gourmet Market
better
and Wine Shop.
Better known as Jimmy Ira Roth.
In Falls Church. Yeah. He is taking us on a very different kind of wine journey today. We've had lots of people pour wine before, but this is going to be really different. James, I'm just going to kick it to you. What are we doing here? I see jelly beans and I see wine.
Yes. Now, when I first mentioned this concept, jelly beans and wine, there we go. Mm-hmm. My brother, who is my business partner, said, explain to me how we're pairing wine with jelly beans. Mm-hmm. And that is the first misconception of this whole concept. It's not necessarily pairing wine with jelly beans, because that, to me, it doesn't sound very pleasant.
No, it doesn't.
Instead, it's really...
It does to me. I got no problem with that.
I mean, I personally love jelly beans, but I'm just happy with jelly, you know, a big bag full of beans and let me be on my way.
Right.
The idea was initially from a magazine article that I had read years ago. A gentleman had taken different wine grapes, varietals, and used six different jelly bean flavors to describe them. And I thought, this is absolutely brilliant. What a great way for people that know nothing about wine to understand what a grape has as far as aroma, flavor profile, whether it's light-bodied, medium-bodied, full-bodied, to really understand what a grape is without knowing anything about tasting
wine.
Well,
I can tell you that our 8-year-old was devastated that she couldn't be here for this.
So what we ended up doing was, I continued this concept and I doubled the number of beans to about 11 or so. And with that, I've expanded upon the different characteristics and also increase the different grape varietals. So at this point, I've got somewhere around 50 or 60 different grapes and blends that range from red, white, sparkling wines, from wines with specific regions, all broken down in its jelly bean form.
I'm not laughing at you, but it is really...
It's like the mad scientist.
You're right.
You're
it's
like
insane.
The Lex Luthor of jelly bean wine.
Now,
so tell us what we're starting with.
We're going to start off with a Spanish Verdejo from Castello. It's a 2009 vintage. It's a grape that most people, unless they are Spanish and wine enthusiasts, will know very little about.
Okay.
And most people would say, okay, it's a white wine, and, you know, I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
What jelly beans go with this wine?
Exactly. So what we're going to do is I'll pass the wines out, and and then I'll tell you what the breakdown of this is, and I'll show you in the test tube of jelly beans that I've got here, what it actually what it's broken down to.
Well, why don't you just pass it down? Yeah. Why don't you pass it down?
While you're passing it out, let me tell people that Foodie and the Beast is coming back to TV on Washington Nonstop, the WRC cable channel. And while you will not be able to see this segment this coming week, you'll
Thank
be able
you.
To see it in 2 weeks when we get back on the air, because what's equally as impressive as all the wines lined up is the big bags of jelly beans.
Okay.
Which, to a guy with a jelly belly,
and what I'm looking at is some of your jelly bean bags say things like dirt, pepper, grass. I mean, there's not a jelly bean called dirt, is there?
There is if you drop it on the ground.
No, seriously, is there a jelly bean called dirt?
Yep.
I had no idea.
And there are a variety of different of bizarre jelly beans.
Does it taste like dirt?
We're gonna taste it.
Why would anybody?
All right.
Eat
so,
that?
What are the jelly beans that you think reflect the wine components for this?
So, again, when it comes to wine appreciation, I would say a great majority of it comes from your olfactory senses.
Okay.
It's smelling the wine and appreciating the nuances in the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
This particular wine, as a Verdejo, breaks down to two lemon limes, mm-hmm. two pink grapefruits, tangerine, kiwi, a grass, and I have in here toasted marshmallow, and that is if the wine does see any oak. These are the general characteristics broken down for this particular grape. Though this wine doesn't see much oak, it looks like if we were to show it in jelly bean form.
That's
yellow,
what the wine
green,
looks like.
And orange, and green, and white.
And I get that, because I can smell it. I mean, you can smell the citrus.
Yeah, and there's also a little bit of grass that really comes out.
Did he say grass?
It's not the 60s. Oh, relax.
No. Not to get you too excited. The street,
right. Look,
the
he's got a whole bag of grass.
Look at that. The guy brought in a whole bag.
Wow. As a matter of fact.
Wait, those are medical jelly beans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For my cataract.
That's great. All right. Well, while we're tasting and sampling, I want to.
Well, wait, can I ask a question? Are we supposed to taste the jelly beans with this? Is that what you want us to do? No, well, it's just you built the components.
The whole idea for this is that people can see what it is that each grape has to show.
Neat.
So it's not about tasting wine and then eating jelly beans afterwards, because. Mm-hmm. Frankly, jelly beans are—it's a delicious candy that's meant to be enjoyed by itself.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's what Ronald Reagan thought, and look what happened to him. All right, so now I'm going to flip it over because we want to talk a little bit about Seasons 52. I've got Ted Giddings and Executive Chef. Are you Ben or Benjamin?
Ben's good.
Ben's good.
Ben's got a good voice.
I wanted to name Eli Ben, but I wasn't allowed to.
No.
He was our kid.
Sorry.
Ben Erjavec of Seasons 52. First of all, I want to know about the Seasons 52 concept and how you guys figured that you could, like, come up with something good that was where every dish was only 475 calories max. Where did the idea come from?
Well, the idea came from the elimination of some of cooking techniques or using specific cooking techniques. Mm-hmm. So we eliminate calories by using all natural cooking techniques such as wood fire grilling and brick oven roasting.
So taking the oil out, taking the fat out?
Taking the fat out and using vibrant, natural ingredients as opposed to processed ingredients and butters and heavy creams. And also we don't fry anything. We don't have any fryers in the restaurant. So
I'm looking at Hill Country behind you going like, oh, God.
Yeah, no fryers. Yeah, so as a result, the food has fewer calories naturally, and is still vibrant and colorful and very flavorful.
I think these guys think you've been smoking jelly beans.
Well, who came up with this initial concept? I mean, you guys have locations in Florida, correct? Is that where you started? You kicked off in Florida?
Yes, our first location opened in Florida roughly 8 years ago.
Okay.
And
was it because of the low-carb phase back then, or was there something that kicked it off?
Well, we do consider ourselves to be a change concept. And it was just there was a lot of research done, and there was found to be a need for a concept of this sort. And the founders really were our culinary director Clifford Plo, Chef Clifford Plo, and a master sommelier George Miliotis. Together, they developed a concept with Blaine Sweats.
Well, let me ask this: why 475 calories?
I know, why is that the magic number?
Is that a magic? I came up with that phrase. Okay. Is that a magic number?
I mean, like, was there a
reason? Why not 450 or 520 or whatever? Is it just a good...
Because you can do it?
Because we can do it, because 500 was too easy. Mm-hmm. And 475 sounded better. It's more impressive to be able to keep it under 475 than 500.
Well, Chef, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. When you joined this concept, mm-hmm. how hard was it to accommodate that?
It's challenging.
I bet it is.
It is. I mean, you know, in my past, I've always used butter, heavy cream, bacon, you know. But the challenging part is to make the food taste better than if you were using all those ingredients.
So how do you make that happen? I mean, since the menus change every season, mm-hmm. how involved are you in creating those menus, and how do you incorporate that into what you're doing?
Well, we all go to, all the chefs go to Orlando quarterly mm-hmm. before the menu changes. And, you know, everybody puts in their input mm-hmm. and, you know, together collectively, we come up with the next season's menu.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just a matter of trial and error and testing things and making sure that they're going to be good with using seasonal and as much local ingredients as possible.
Well, wait. So my question is, though, as you create these new recipes, I mean, who sits there with the calculator? Who's sitting there figuring
We have a company that does the caloric evaluation for us. So okay. we make a dish and then send it off to the...
So if it comes back and they're like, no, it's $4.99, you have to find ways to cheat it.
Then we know we have to work on it some more.
Just to get a piece of meat.
We have to take a break.
Wait, I want to know something. What? You guys all go to Orlando, what, once a year?
Four times a year.
Do you get to go to Disney World?
Oh, come on. That's not what this is about.
Well, I know, but I'm curious.
I know you are.
We don't have a whole lot of free time while we're down
imagine.
There.
I was going to look
all
for
right.
a job.
We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to find out how these dishes do come together and what people can look forward to on your new
sure.
menu when you guys open up on April 11th. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Fooding the Beast. What?
I'm just looking at
okay.
you. I like looking at you.
We're going to have some more jelly beans and wine, and we're going to have some little mini indulgences. We'll be back in just a sec.
Farmers and Fishers in Georgetown, the perfect place for your upcoming celebration. Whether it's a luncheon or after-work gathering, cocktail reception, sit-down dinner, or full-scale party, Farmers and Fishers can accommodate you and your guests. Whether your group is 30 or 300, Farmers and Fishers has the right setting for your party. They'll customize a menu and beverage package to suit your taste, plus there are no room rental fees and low package minimums. Contact Lila Dugley for more info or get details at farmersandfishers.com about booking your event.
You hear the sounds of hammers and saws, but it's also the sound of freedom and independence. Across America, people are supporting Homes for Our Troops build specially adapted homes for our severely injured veterans. Now, it's your turn to help Sergeant Stephen Kiernan, who lost both legs while serving in Iraq. He volunteered to protect our freedom. You can volunteer your time, donate materials, or make a cash donation to this effort. Visit homesforourtroops.org or call 866-7-TROOPS.
If you're a woman and you're sick and tired of watching your hair get thinner and thinner, we're about to challenge everything you think you know about hair loss. Because we're going to send you a risk-free trial of a product with an FDA-approved ingredient, clinically proven to help stop women's hair loss and regrow hair. It's called Keranique. Find out how you can try it risk-free by calling 1-800-600-0209 in the next 10 minutes. You're going to be amazed by what you see, because Keranique is formulated especially for women to help repair hair follicles, prevent premature hair loss, and regrow thicker, fuller hair. And it's sulfate-free, which means it's safe for color-treated hair. Ladies, it's finally your turn to be free from embarrassing hair loss. Call 1-800-600-0209 in the next 10 minutes and try Keranique before you buy it. But hurry, supplies are extremely limited. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-0209. That number again is 1-800-600-0209.
Play music. The hell with the show. All right, we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We've got Ted Giddings and Ben Urjevic in from Seasons 52, which opens on April 11th, right across from White Flint, where the new Whole Foods is going to be, right?
Yes, sir.
And Seasons 52 is an interesting concept. Nothing in the restaurant, no dessert, no entree, no nothing, is more than...
475 calories.
Yeah, all right. So,
okay, well, let's talk about
Wait, I got a
question.
So I mean, I was looking at the menu before, and you kind of start off with a ton of great flatbread options, and then you've got these mini indulgences, the mini desserts at the end. You know, I guess my question is, along with the fact that there's a target calorie count for every item, is there a target calorie count that somebody would want to hit for the entire meal? And is that what these are designed
to do? Not necessarily, because every, you know that every menu item is under 475 calories, so you can kind of gauge based on your needs or your wants of how many courses or how many different things you want to get.
What's the least amount of calories in any one of these dishes?
Probably right around 250, I think, is the lowest for some of our salads. Right. Oh, and we also do offer a fresh fruit mini indulgence dessert.
Look at these.
Yeah,
things.
But you didn't bring any fresh fruit for us this morning. Tell us about some of these and what is a mini indulgence.
Okay. We have the flatbreads and the desserts. Those are kind of the bookends of our concept.
Okay.
These are our award-winning mini indulgence desserts. Mm-hmm. We have a wide variety of them. You are actually grabbing the Rocky Road,
which has
chocolate cake.
Come get one.
Chocolate mousse, Hershey's chocolate syrup, mm-hmm. chocolate curls, and marshmallows.
Oh, my goodness.
We have carrot cake. We have Meyer lemon pound cake. We have chocolate and peanut butter mousse.
Oh, my God, that's delicious.
The thing with our mini indulgence desserts is that we don't skimp on these. Mm-hmm. They are the real deal.
So if you're going for it, you're going for it.
Yep. They are the real deal packed into the
But actually, yummy. I think a lot of people just want a little something mm-hmm. sweet at the end of the meal. I mean, they don't want a huge, huge thing.
Right.
You know, that's why so many people share dessert.
And it's perfect to have with a nice cup of coffee or an espresso, just a little sweetness to go mm-hmm. with it.
Well, I think there's a very popular and legendary steakhouse in town that's great. But if you go there and you have a big fat ribeye, they bring a slice of chocolate cake that's the size of your Aunt Fanny's head. And so you can't eat it. So it gets wasted. This is perfect.
Well, and let's talk about some of your other menus, because I know you do gluten-free,
mm-hmm.
lactose intolerant. I mean, is this, as time has marched on and more people have special dietary needs, you found the need to fit
it? I mean, for dietary needs and restrictions, allergies, you know, you come to Seasons 52, you've come to the right place, because we will alter the menu in any way we can to, you know,
accommodate
your needs.
How do you train your staff to be understanding of that? And how much training do they have to go through? Because it's a heavy menu and there's a lot on there. And if you have a lot of people coming in with all these kinds of questions, I mean, your staff has to be on it.
Yeah, we actually have specialty menus printed for each of the categories, such as a gluten-free, a garlic-free, a low-sodium menu,
mm-hmm.
as well as vegetarian and vegan menus printed out for the staff to bring to the tables. In addition to that, we also have a system called Bacchus. It's a terminal that every server or cook would have access to. It's a touchscreen. It has all of our caloric and allergen information listed right on a computer program, basically.
Neat.
So if there are any questions as to the ingredients that are in a certain dish or what allergies can or cannot have certain items, all they have to do is go to that screen.
And they can take the pressure off the server, too.
Absolutely.
Right. You sort of be like,
well, you can't afford to make mistakes with allergies.
No, you can't, and especially when that's sort of what you're touting. Now, let's also talk about your wine program, because apparently one of the guys who kicked this off.
Yeah, George Miliotis is a master sommelier. He was mm-hmm. the 142nd in the world.
Okay.
And he's engineered a wine list that features 23 different varieties.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, I mean, the best way to describe our wine list is there is something on there for everybody.
Okay.
You will find a wine that you like. We've got some interesting varietals, such as a Verdejo, mm-hmm. Abuelito Vino Verde.
You could have put the little vial of jelly beans next to it.
No. Unfortunately, jelly beans have too many calories.
I was going to say, right? But, they're high calorie.
Yeah. So, and some wines that you've never heard of. There's always a segment of the wine list called George's Picks
mm-hmm.
that are buy them before they're famous type wines.
Okay.
So those will change on the quarterly menu.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just some interesting wines. Tempranillos.
You know, those are good things for you to email to Nikki to put into the list, because as those change, particularly since they're wines that are buying before they're famous types, that'd be a great thing to be able to tell
people
about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Well, that's the kind of stuff we put up on there, so that would be great.
A shameless plug for the list.
Yes, my God. Don't you love how
we'll
he just kind of puts that in there?
What can I say?
Now, when you guys open, are you serving just dinner? Are you going to do lunch and dinner? What's it going to be like over there?
Yeah, we'll be open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. We open at 11:30 for lunch, and we serve straight through. We will switch menus at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to our dinner menu.
Mm-hmm.
We're open till 10 o'clock during the week, but our bar stays open an hour later every evening.
Mm-hmm.
And we also feature live piano entertainment 7 nights a week.
Oh, really?
From 6 p.m. to close. So there's actually you need to see it to believe it, but there's a piano inside the bar, and that's where the entertainer
sits. How big
sits.
Is the space?
It's a large restaurant.
Okay.
And the bar itself is shaped to accommodate the piano in the middle.
I have a question because, as I mentioned earlier, Ted is from Rockville and he went to Rockville High, where the guys used to terrorize us when I was in high school because we were actually afraid of them because mm-hmm. they would fight. We just made
noise.
Well,
you were a frog.
So how did you climb out of Rockville and end up in the food biz?
Well, I was in college at University of Maryland. My sister hooked me up with a job at Houston's Restaurant on Rockville Pike, and I spent 14 years of my career working for Houston's.
Best
and then,
short ribs ever. They were great. Mm-hmm. Almost ever. Uh-oh. I almost got trouble with Hill Country. But
yeah. And I traveled around the country, worked for Houston's in several different locations, mm-hmm. and found my way down to Orlando, where I discovered Seasons 52.
And that's the end of that.
Well, we're looking forward to you guys opening. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
We can't wait to have you.
I'm bringing
well,
the community.
Last question for Ben.
Yes.
Do you have a pastry dessert chef, or are you making all of these too?
We have them all made for us.
These are great. This
yeah,
dessert was terrific.
They are. They're really great. Thank you so much both
yeah,
for
absolutely.
Coming in
Thanks
this morning.
Thanks for having
it's really
us.
Great.
You're a block from our house. We'll
I
see
know.
You there.
James, back to you.
Hello.
Hi.
Jimmy
all
Ira.
Right. So tell me what we got going on next.
What we have next is a Gewürztraminer from Pfalz.
I hate that word.
Germany.
I can't say it.
Yeah,
I can't, like, you say it and it falls out of my ear. Yeah, like, I cannot pronounce
Austrians
that. What
Austrians say when they, like, fall off of something? Gewürztraminer.
God bless you.
Exactly.
Gesundheit.
It's a Spätlesen, and it's a 2008 vintage. Mm-hmm. Gewürztraminer is a grape that is incredibly aromatic, very floral.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'll just pass the bottle and you guys...
Sure, that's fine.
Okay.
Don't expect to get it back.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so what are the jelly beans that you have found that work with that?
So one of the problems with this scenario that I found is that there's not a jelly bean for every single...
Component.
Experience okay. that's out there. There are wines out there that have manure. That are very gamey and earthy, mm-hmm. and you just don't have
jelly beans to
jelly
express
beans.
That.
Right.
I think that's a good thing. Don't you think that's a good thing? I mean,
hold on. You know, I was like not focused. There are wines out there that have manure,
that have barnyardy, very gamey, earthy components to it. And it's very difficult to find a jelly bean that would.
You mean they don't make jelly beans out of cow poo? I thought they did.
Coming soon to a
Coming
candy
soon.
Shop near you.
Yeah,
well,
right.
they don't they do that competition every year where they're like, what's the next big flavor? There and we go. You could win.
Cow pie.
There you go. Give it a shot.
So what we have here is a beautifully aromatic, very floral Gewürztraminer.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say one of the most poignant things with Gewürztraminer, just talking about the grape, is lychee. It's got this beautiful lychee nose.
Hmm.
As far as the jelly bean breakdown, which is this right here,
mm-hmm.
It's got the first two from the top are rose petal jelly beans, followed by honey, then by peach, pineapple, pink grapefruit, tangerine, two sour peach. And lastly, pencil shavings. And pencil shavings designate...
Pencil shavings is a jelly bean?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
How can that be? Who makes a pencil shaving jelly bean?
It's
and,
out
okay,
there.
Okay, so where is the pencil... What am I looking for pencil shaving? Is that supposed to be like wood? Like
That would designate minerality.
Okay.
And again, trying to utilize some of these really interesting flavors... to best describe some characters of wines that just you wouldn't find outside of the normal flavor profiles mm-hmm. that we get. For instance, rose petal. That would basically be used for anything that has violet to lychee, something that's a floral aromatic.
Because it's perfumey.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you guys want to
taste, you know, pass, them?
Yeah. It's, I find it to be a little soapy.
Well, that makes sense.
It always reminds me of my grandmother's perfume.
Well, you know, when we were first, when David and I were first trying to get into wines, we went to a wine tasting where they set us up with little ramekins, and they had everything from bacon to tobacco to dirt to everything to sort of smell and taste to create the components. So, I mean, this is sort of the same concept, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
What I...
it is like eating a bar soap. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
Who was the one guy smart enough not to eat that?
Thank you. Okay. Well, what do you want to round us up to next?
Well, the...
Sorry. I know. You know what? I need some wine to
next time she
that.
Ever gives me any guff, now I know what to do. Hold her down and now shove again, a couple of those in there.
When you taste the wine itself, there's some beautiful honeysuckle notes that come out. Spätlesen Gewürztraminer is a full-bodied white grape that's spicy and floral, incredibly voluptuous. And the idea is using descriptors such as the rose petal and using two rose petal beans is making it more eccentric, more focused towards that floral note. Some wines are broken down with one bean, some are with two beans, so it shows a focus towards a particular direction.
Okay, gotcha. Great. All right, we're going to have to take a break in just a minute, so what are you going to start us with next?
You're going to have a Beaujolais from France,
okay.
Gamay.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Morgan 2009 Cru de Beaujolais. It's the Henry Fessy. And this particular wine is a very light-bodied red grape.
Mm-hmm. And how many jelly beans did you use to create this flavor component?
This is another 11 grapes. And we have it broken down as two strawberry jam beans, followed by two cherry, two raspberry, two berry, followed by a pomegranate, and lastly, a dirt.
A dirt. Okay.
Yes.
We have to take a quick break. We're going to leave it on dirt.
We'll be back. We'll be eating some dirt.
Well, actually, we'll be eating some barbecue.
Yeah,
so this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. When we come back, we're going to be digging into some Q and some dirt. We'll be back in just a sec.
How can I keep my child healthy during flu season? My teenager's always online. How can I be sure he's not into something harmful? Parents Perspective has the answers. Sundays at 4 p.m. on WFED 1500 AM. Designate Parents Perspective 44415 with a generous donation in the combined federal campaign or online at www.parentsperspective.org. Thank you for helping Parents Perspective work for you.
You take the family to the food court. Your wife and Pete head for tacos. You and Danny want Chinese. You look up at the menu. You look down to see what Danny wants. But you don't see Danny.
Danny!
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if he were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
In partnership with WTOP Radio, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Washington. Rise and shine with Founding Farmers. Choose from farm fresh eggs, blueberry buckwheat pancakes, stuffed French toast, waffles made to order, an amazing array of side orders like thick cut bacon, fresh grilled sausage, yogurt parfaits, and house made jams and jellies with Intelligentsia coffees, tea salon teas, fresh hand squeezed juices, and eye opening libations. You've got a real breakfast. Founding Farmers, 1924 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for breakfast. See the menus and make reservations directly at wearefoundingfarmers.com.
Your new Cocker Spaniel is waiting to meet you, and you don't have to travel very far. This weekend and almost every weekend, Oldies But Goodies Cocker Spaniel Rescue holds at least one adoption show in the greater D.C. area. Find out where we'll be this weekend by checking out CockerSpanielRescue.com. Stop by to meet the many homeless Cockers of all ages who are looking for their new home. These dogs have already been spayed or neutered and have all their shots. For more information on adoption, fostering, or volunteering, visit CockerSpanielRescue.com.
I wonder why my baby drinks so much wine. If she keeps drinking, she's gonna lose her mind.
This is off my new album.
Winehead woman, don't you know?
You're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we are going from wine and jelly beans and dishes that are less than 475 calories to a monster tray of barbecue sausage and brisket and chicken.
Cornbread.
Oh my God. And we've got John Shaw and Jim Foss of Hill Country Barbecue Market in here, and they're like the newest addition, I guess, to Penn Quarter.
We're excited to be
here. Down
near
the Verizon Center. Oops. You know what? Why don't we take it from the top? Why don't you explain what Hill Country is all about?
Sounds good. Well, first of all, thank you for your warm welcome to D.C., and thank you for all the amazing D.C.
we
people.
We do this for everybody that walks in with a tray full of
food. Appreciate it.
Don't want you to think you're special.
We appreciate it.
That is not true.
We're honored to be here. We love your show.
Oh, thank you.
And also, we just want to thank the whole D.C. community for all the warm welcome and all the amazing people who have already been pouring in to have barbecue and listen to live music. And also, by the way, this whole tray is under 475 calories.
Yes, so. Of course it is. That's what I would tell myself,
so
too, before
is my
I eat it.
Pinky finger.
Right.
So, Hill Country is, we're honoring the barbecue and live music capital of Texas. Mm-hmm. Our founder, Mark Losserman, his family is four generations from a small town in the Hill Country region called Lockhart, Texas.
Okay.
And it was, Lockhart was playfully dubbed by the state legislature the official barbecue capital of Texas.
Really?
And Kreitz Market is the place that Mark went with his family with his parents and grandparents and extended family for their all of their important meals and all of their family occasions. And we are here to honor the tradition of the way the barbecue is being served in Lockhart and in Kreitz Market. We ship Kreitz Market sausage and serve it in our restaurant in New York and in Washington, D.C., and we'll bring it wherever we go. And
it's
these,
gorgeous. These, I mean, it's like gorgeous.
I want to say we're here to help you honor it.
Yes. And these places in Central Texas are about over 100 years old, and they started out as German butcher shops and meat markets.
Mm-hmm.
And the butchers, because there was no refrigeration, would smoke off whatever meat hadn't been sold that day, and they set up picnic tables for the migrant workers working the fields who would come in and have their barbecue. They'd come up to the counter, and the barbecue was wrapped in butcher paper. Just like the raw meat was wrapped. And so mm-hmm. we are honoring that tradition the same way over for the last 100 years. You go up to the counter, you order your barbecue by the piece or by the pound,
mm-hmm.
and we wrap in butcher paper for you. And there's an amazing wow factor to the experience because people get to go up and watch our pitmasters pull the meat out of the smokers and carve it right in front of them. You can order your barbecue by the piece or by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a real excitement in the place just about being up and choosing your food.
Well, let me ask you a question. Because barbecue is so different everywhere, explain what Lockhart, Texas barbecue is like.
So we are not trying to be all barbecue things to all barbecue fans. We are really staying true to this tradition
mm-hmm.
Of Texas barbecue and Central Texas barbecue. All of our meat is cooked low and slow over Texas post oak, which is this amazing, wholesomely mm-hmm. sweet wood that is indigenous to the area in Lockhart.
Okay.
And it imparts this, it's our special sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Just like McDonald's has a special sauce, this wheat is very magical. Excuse me, this wood is very magical.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be like the Lorax where you run out of trees?
No. Thankfully, there's a lot of trees in the neighborhood, in that area. And we use a simple salt and pepper dry rub
mm-hmm.
With a little bit of cayenne pepper as well. And the idea is that
on everything or on different, like does each piece
for the majority of our barbecue, it's mm-hmm. just that the chicken is the one thing that we cook with our barbecue sauce. And of course, mm-hmm. there's no sauce in Texas. That's not
right.
really the way it's done. So we have a sauce that we've playfully named If you got to have it, because they don't have sauce in Texas, but if you got to have it, we've got a great barbecue sauce. It's a peach chipotle barbecue sauce. But all of our other meat, the idea is that this is, you know, meat that is not the expensive cuts of meat, but we give it a lot of love and we smoke it for a long time with this special wood and a very simple salt and pepper dry rub. And it's the skill and the care and attention that's paid to the barbecue that is where all the
Well, let's
the
talk a little about
from.
The cornbread and what's on top, because that looks, I'm sitting
it looks
here,
delicious.
If God had borned us with a drool cup, mine would be full.
Well, you got jelly beans to go with drool?
It was very gratifying to see David's eyes light up when we walked in the room. He was very excited that we were here and made us feel great.
I'm a barbecue guy.
We've got a good old-fashioned skillet cornbread with a ancho honey butter, which is delicious.
So it's spicy and sweet.
A little bit spicy and sweet,
Yum.
Exactly.
You're talking my language.
We've also got some of our sides, some cucumber salad and coleslaw, and a Texas black-eyed caviar, and some of our great sweet pickles, which pickles are a really important part of the experience of barbecue at Hill Country.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got our couple of our desserts, a Texas pecan sheet cake and a banana cream pudding. Both are really delicious. We've got lots of great
I'm glad we started off with the low calorie first as we ease our way.
All of it's only 475 calories.
No, right, exactly. Right, for everything.
Are you going to be mad if I pick at something?
No, please do. Please do.
So now when people come to the restaurant, I know there's like a meal ticket.
Yes.
What does that mean? Like, walk us through the process. So we're not virgins when we go in.
The process is the idea is that we try to create what we call a free flow model, so that when you walk in, you're given a meal ticket, which serves as your passport to your experience. It's both your menu and your check at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We bring you to your table, and we sit you down at the table, and a server comes by and brings you waters and drinks and gets you situated. And then you take your meal ticket, and you go up to the counter. And the first stop is the meat counter, where you get to watch your barbecue being carved right in front of you. You order your meat by the piece or by the pound.
This is like weigh it on. Picking your own lobster.
Oh,
exactly.
I'm looking at it. All right,
and
I see.
And we weigh it on. We weigh the meat on our scales, and we put the stickers from the scale on the back of the meal ticket. Then you go over to your sides counter, and we mark down whatever sides. We have three sizes, and we've got lots of amazing sides: Longhorn cheddar mac and cheese, green bean casserole, sweet potato bourbon mash. Corn pudding is delicious.
That was the grossest thing I've ever seen. I have to, interrupt.
What, sausage?
My husband, Pat, like basically throwing a sausage to Andy
Why
across
not?
The console. Enjoying.
We're men.
All right, I'm interrupting. What
We've
is Big Red?
Kim, Big Red is the iconic soda of Texas, which we are proud to have
I thought Gilly's beer
been
was
able
the
to
iconic.
Ship to this city.
Oh,
it's a strawberry
much better
cream.
Than it smells.
Yes, it's delicious. It's like a bubblegum strawberry cream soda we ship. We also... in addition to the sausage, we are really proud that we're serving Shinerbach beer on tap, because Shiner is not available in New York. It's really the iconic beer of Texas.
Oh, thank you.
We serve Tito's vodka of Austin. It's the only it's the only liquor that's distilled in the state of Texas. And
so you are really Texas centric.
We are really honoring this tradition and trying to bring a slice of Texas. And
I just want to point something out. James Roth, our wine guy with the fakakta jelly bean thing, he's not eating jelly beans now.
No.
He's over here eating barbecue.
Exactly.
Now, I want to know if there's...
Well,
you know.
Barbecue is so accessible, and that's what's amazing
so
about
good.
It. Everyone, it's comfort food. It brings images of home and warmth and family
and it
community.
Just tastes good. I mean, it just tastes good.
And it just tastes good, and it's craveable. In terms of, it's just one of those things that people are willing to stand online, and they get a hankering for.
Well, let me ask you a question. Your chef is Elizabeth Carmel, and we're sorry she couldn't join us today.
It's a woman.
She's very talented.
She's well known for her cookbooks, and she's involved with Girls at the Grill. How did you guys get in bed with that? Doesn't sound right.
Yes,
she's terrific.
How did you guys end up working with her?
She's very talented, and actually, my partner Mark wound up going to one of her barbecue classes.
Thank you, chef.
At the Institute of Culinary Education, and was very impressed with her. And she's an amazing, not only chef but also spokesperson. And
well, she's quite a personality.
She is amazing. My first comment about her was that she was a cooking show waiting to happen, and I know that that's
that's what we feel
something
about
that's
this
in
show.
The future. I'm sure. She's terrific, and she's very talented, and she's brought with her a lot of her amazing knowledge about not only barbecue but classic Southern sides and desserts.
That
and she's
is
created
yummy.
All of our recipes. And we also have one other component which is really important to our brand, which is live music. We're honoring the live music of Austin and the tradition of amazing American roots music there. And we have live music 5 nights a week.
So are these bands from Texas?
Some of them are
how
from,
are you doing
from
this?
Texas. Mm-hmm. We actually have the Austin Lounge Lizards coming on the 8th for a ticketed show, which is really exciting. And
how big is the
and
space?
And the Holmes Brothers. Space is quite large, actually. We have about 350 seats, and we've got this great music club downstairs with about 120 seats, and it's got a great big bar, and it's a really fun late-night honky-tonk scene. We do this really
honky-tonk
fun...
Honky-tonk in D.C.
Exactly. Honky-tonk, barbecue. Right.
Well, I would like to point out that having once dated a barrel rider from Seminole, Oklahoma, a woman, not a guy...
I didn't know where he was going with that one.
I can two-step. I can teach you the two-step.
You can go do that one all on your own.
We also do something really fun on Wednesday nights. It's live music karaoke, and I was telling David.
Oh.
So not only do you get a chance to...
magic words to my husband.
To do karaoke, but you can...
all the wrong places.
What's really fun is you're singing with a rock band. You're singing with the band, not just with a machine, and people get up there, and you would be amazed about these... really buttoned up people in suits who are rolling up their sleeves and getting down and drinking
can
their beer
have
while
my
they're
own
singing.
Night?
I was going to say, you have just like hit his magic.
Yeah. David, you have a date on the stage.
All right.
Oh my God.
You think I'm kidding?
To have
I know you.
No, we're excited to feed you some barbecue and get you to go up there and some bourbon. We've got a great bourbon and tequila.
That's good. You don't need to feed me the bourbon.
I wanted to talk about your cocktails because I know you. Trumpet your cocktails. What are you guys doing there?
We have some really terrific specialty cocktails. Probably our most signature is our Kreitz Market Margarita, named after Kreitz Market, our inspiration in Lockhart, and it's a really nice all fresh squeezed juice margarita, but it has a great twist with the serrano pepper, so it's got some heat to it.
So it's got some
and
spice.
It's really really special, and we serve several mixed drinks with Tito's vodka. We're using a sweet tea vodka for some of our drinks. We make a really great a specialty cocktail with Tang, just to conjure up all those fun images from your childhood of drinking Tang. It's kind of our version of a screwdriver.
There's no fun images going with Tang, but I'll let you keep going.
Tang and Tito's vodka.
You remember when you used to lick your finger and stick it in the Tang thing?
This 8-layer dip, which is our version of a Bloody Mary, which has got lots of great garnishes you can sink your teeth into with a jalapeno and a serrano and an onion. And it's
all right,
really
I want to make sure everybody knows exactly where it is. It's right near the Verizon Center.
7th Street Northwest between D and E. Okay. Just a block and a half away from the Verizon Center.
Near Oyamel, near Haleo, near all those.
Exactly, on that same block right next to the mall. And we're open for business. We're really excited to have everybody come. We're open seven days a week. We're opening for lunch on Monday. That's our big announcement today.
Oh, and cool.
We'll be opening at 11:30. The kitchen closes at 11 o'clock every night. We've got a bar menu every night. We've got a late night menu on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
So will you be open for lunch on Sundays, too?
We'll be open for lunch 7 days a week.
Starting tomorrow.
Yes, starting tomorrow.
Great.
All right. Well, I just want to say two things. Jim, first of all, stop hogging the mic.
Are you kidding? He was cutting the chicken.
We're super excited for Jim to be on our team and running the show down for us in D.C. He's an amazing guy and very gifted and a great leader for our team. We're excited he's here.
We're delighted you guys came in today. We have to take a commercial break.
I'm going to keep eating.
You keep eating. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. When we come back, we're going to have some more wine and jelly beans, and we're going to be eating up all this barbecue. We'll be back in just a sec.
You hear the sounds of hammers and saws, but it's also the sound of freedom and independence. Across America, people are supporting Homes for Our Troops build specially adapted homes for our severely injured veterans. Now, it's your turn to help Sergeant Stephen Kiernan, who lost both legs while serving in Iraq. He volunteered to protect our freedom. You can volunteer your time, donate materials, or make a cash donation to this effort. Visit homesforourtroops.org or call 866-7-TROOPS.
My family struggled, and it was assumed that while I would go to college, I would have to pay for it myself.
Charlie wasn't sure how to get the money she needed for college. Then she found out about federal student aid and the FAFSA.
I don't think I quite realized what a huge deal actually graduating was. Federal student aid definitely made that happen.
Need help planning and paying for college? Find out more at college.gov.
My name is Charlie, and this is my story.
Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, one of the great stars of classical music, enthralls audiences all over the world with his passion and artistry. When it comes to picking a cello, he tends toward Italian instruments made in the 18th century. When it comes to a timepiece, however, he favors an instrument crafted in Switzerland, the Rolex Datejust. Since Rolex introduced the first self-winding calendar wristwatch in 1945, the Datejust has become one of the most sought-after models in the Oyster line. With its classic Oyster design and magnified date window, the Datejust is every bit as distinctive as the master cellist who wears it. To see the Datejust and a complete selection of other Rolex timepieces, visit your official Rolex jeweler.
See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store. Tourneau, the fashion center at Pentagon City, Arlington.
All my exes live in Texas.
Yeah!
Okay. And Texas, the mic is not a karaoke mic.
All right, we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. Mm-hmm. We've been eating and talking about Hill Country Barbecue, which is now open down in Penn Quarter.
Lunch starts tomorrow. Get online now.
Yep. Before we get back into anything, I want to thank all our sponsors who make the show possible. Are you ready?
Yes.
Strap on your seatbelt. Okay. Georgetown Bagelry. The bagels were still warm this morning when we brought them into the studio. I love you
guys. They're yummy.
Badu, I love you, man. Neighborhood Restaurant Group, that's the Two Rusticos, Evening Star, Tallulah, Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse, Birch and Barley, and Church Key. You do that every week.
I know, because you always forget.
Our friends down at Founding Farmers, John Arroyo and that crew, and at Farmers and Fishers, and the folks from Modus, say it right, David.
Please.
Noti Bianchi, Circle Bistro, and Dish. And a new sponsor coming on board, Charles Schwartz and Son Fine Jewelers. Thank you, Paul Pastor, for celebrating the fun we have here. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get back over to James for a second. James, red, white, and blue is B-L-E-U because it's French. En français, oui?
Bleu.
That looks like blah.
I never say that when Nikki cooks anything because I would get in trouble, but it's bleu. So tell us about the store.
So the first year that we opened, I welcome every single person into the shop. My name is James. Welcome to Red, White, and Bleu.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has this tendency to correct me and say, I'm sorry, but it's blue.
Right.
So at this point, it's bleu.
And you say, if you buy something, it can be anything you want.
Right. Red, white, and green.
And where are you located?
We are located 127 South Washington Street in Falls Church.
Okay.
We are basically kitty-cornered from Brown's Hardware, which has, I guess, been there since the beginning.
I'm from Maryland. I was going to say, Brown's.
I never go to Virginia. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I believe that hardware store was one of the first stores mm-hmm. in Falls Church. And we will be celebrating our third year this June 1st, incredibly enough.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, and people should know that your wife is one of the most celebrated pastry chefs in this city.
Heather, formerly Chittum, now Roth. You guys just got married. Congratulations. Yep.
Heather is a monster dessert person.
Yes. I am the luckiest man in the universe.
Second. You are the second luckiest man in the universe.
Second.
I'm going to make you eat that dirt jelly bean.
I'll say we're tired.
And James, actually, you might be right, but I would never say that in front of her. So.
All right, what's the next one we're going to try?
So what we have next is did we taste the Malbec?
No.
Okay. So I brought a Malbec in because there's the last 5 years or so, South America has made a major emergence in the wine scene, and Argentinian Malbec in particular. We've got a 2008.
And they're very inexpensive, too, aren't they? Like $13, $15?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
South America in general is just one of the fantastic regions that you can drink beautiful wines that are mere fraction of the cost had it been produced from California or from France. It's one of the great regions that you can save and drink beautifully. So this is for you guys, too. Yeah.
Okay, so what are the notes that you found via jelly beans?
So what we have here, and we've got, to begin, Malbec is a dark berry grape that shows a little bit of earthiness. So we're starting off with two blueberry, followed by two plum, a raspberry, a cherry, and then we've got some more interesting flavors, a pepper, a chocolate, and lastly, toasted marshmallow and dirt.
Yeah,
this is what happens when you're out at the campfire and it falls on
you. How many of you sat around in the shop and did this? And how long did it take? I mean, this looks like it would take a lot of time to do.
This took, this was several weeks.
You must have been wasted.
Or on a sugar high, which was it?
Pickled at all times. you know, what's interesting is that my knowledge of wine is for particular grape varietals, there are characteristics that just are great general rules of thumb. And for me, it was a great way to better familiarize myself with understanding the nuances and subtleties and similarities that these different varietals have from one another. For instance, the following wine is a Carmenere. Carmenere is, I call it the new Carmenere is the Chilean Carmenere is what Argentinian Malbec was or has been for the last 5 years. It's the new emerging South American red
varietal.
So we
should stock up on Carmenere.
Well, I have to tell you, this Malbec is delicious. It's great. Really full-bodied. You can totally smell the dirt.
Yep.
I mean, in the nose.
And it's very, very easy to drink. It's not cumbersome of tannin. It's not going to dry your mouth out. It's actually great wine with that
with
barbecue.
With the barbecue?
I mean, frankly, I would have it with a cold beer.
Don't even look at my barbecue.
Get your eyes off the barbecue.
Just talk jelly beans and stay over there.
Yeah. Something about the shop as well, what we've been doing since the beginning of this year, we've expanded on our craft beers. That's something that many people don't know about the shop. We opened and had 60 different artisan craft microbrews, and we've expanded to over 300 now.
Wow. So are you doing like full format beers too? Or are you cans? Like what are you looking at?
We have from 12-ounce beers to 22-ounce beers, and they range from we focus on East Coast and West Coast. And part of the mantra of Red, White, and Blue is to really focus on some of the fantastic products, wine, beer, and cheese, that are made domestically. It's our way of really helping
you
out.
You said red, white, and blue. Okay. All right. Well, James, we want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much, guys.
A lot of fun.
This has been so much fun.
First of all, I just want to make sure I do my usual plug for the list, areyouonit.com, spelled the way it sounds. You want to know what's going on at Hill Country Barbecue or at Red, White, and Bleh? or anywhere around town, if you go to the listareyouonit.com, it's free to subscribe. Join about 35,000 other Washington area people who are on there to find out what's happening and where. And it's free,
Okay. Dudes. Moving right along.
All right.
As we do on every show, we like to give a shout out to a specific charity. And we did talk about this fundraiser going on for Japan last week, but more auctions are being added to it. So we just really want to point you out to it and get you there if you are interested in donating your money.
Well, first of all, the website is dchelpjapannow.com. And Chef Kaz Okochi has lined up everybody from Nora Puyon to Riz Lacoste, Robert Wiedemeyer, Jose Andres, and now R.J. Cooper, who's opening a new restaurant.
Well, at Rogue 24, R.J. Cooper's new restaurant, he is giving, the auction is for two seats to opening night at his restaurant, and everybody's been waiting for it to open, so it should be terrific. And Jose Andres is doing an auction for all six seats at the mini bar for $6,000.
Well, and there's
Get your pennies together for that one.
There's a ton of misery in the world, but they've been nailed, and anything you can send do to help would be great.
Also, as we do on every show, we like to leave you with a little quote, and I don't love this one, but
this
David
one is
does.
From one of my favorite philosophers, a deep thinker, Carmen Electra. She
was
asked at one point what she loves the most, and she said, Dancing is my number one love. That was my first goal as a child. I would love to do stage, maybe do Chicago. I love being in front of an audience. It's so stimulating. I also love barbecue. So,
all right. Let's
say, everybody loves barbecue.
No, everybody loves Carmen Electra.
All right. Why don't you thank our guests?
All right. So I want to thank John Shaw and the silent but deadly over there, Jim Foss,
who
never said a word, of Hill Country Barbecue, Ted Giddings and Benjamin Erjavec of Seasons 52, and James Ira Roth of Red, White, and Blue. In Falls Church.
Okay, next week we have a fantastic show. Food editor Joe Yonan is going to be in. He's trumping his new book.
Of Washington Post food editor.
Yes, Washington Post food editor, if you don't know. And fromagier Tucker Yoder from Clifton Inn will be in. And Rosa Mexicana is going to be shaking up Passover-friendly cocktails.
Oy vey, amigos. So we'll see you next week live at 11 right here at 1500 a.m.
Have a delicious week.
Bye.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.
This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to the Lifelong Wells Nutritional Hour with the phenomenal Cheryl Wells. This program will feature the fastest nutritional discoveries available, and our special guest will talk about natural healing and prevention methods in caring for your health. And now, here's Cheryl Wells.
Hello, everyone. How are we all doing out there? This is Cheryl Wells, and you're listening to the Lifelong Wells Nutrition Hour. I'm so excited about today's show because we're going to be talking about a revolutionary, unique product on the market called BioVaxin. And we have a guest on today whose name is Mr. Tom Lemus. It gives us great honor to introduce to you a nutritional expert by the name of Tom Lemus. You may have heard of him. He's written many books, has been on many shows, and has researched many nutritional ingredients. Such a remarkable